Welcome back to Zone Blitz on this Wednesday. John Osier and Ashlyn Sullivan getting you ready for what should be an exciting game on Sunday. John, when Russell Wilson walks into this building on Sunday, you can't help but be a little nervous regardless of the offense.
Well, I think it was Deshaun Gibson today called him a must-see TV, must-see quarterback. He's got the joystick, all those things, the cheat code, if you will. Joystick's an old video game reference, Ashlyn. He's exciting, he's dangerous, and he's the X factor in this game on Sunday.
And not only does this defense have to perform huge, Blake Bortles coming off a great week last week, and he's got to have another great week to give this team a chance to win.
Well, you hate to call every game that Blake Bortles plays right now the biggest game of his career, but this one feels like it. He's been maligned at times. He's had better games the last few weeks, but he has not played a defense even close to the level of Seattle's. I think he's going to have to throw a lot this weekend, because the Seattle defense is very good against the run. Jaguars offense has been struggling to run. I doubt that the Jaguars running game is all of a sudden going to come alive on Sunday. That means Blake Bortles has to hit balls deep. He has to play consistent. He has to play smart. If he does it, I think they win. And if he does it, he can change the narrative a little bit on what people are saying about him.
And right now, this team has a lot of hype around them. Sunday, if you get a win, you get a respect nationally that this team has been searching for a long time, wanting to be a playoff contender.
Well, when you start saying things like statement and respect, I automatically recoil. I've been doing this a long time, and it's a tired statement, but I've got to embrace it this week, because if anything, this is very much a statement game. You've got the Seahawks defense has been the defense in the NFL for 5 years. Statistically, they're not right now. The Jaguars are. So you really have a case where I know the guys in the locker room aren't going to talk about it. Doug's not going to talk about it a lot. But deep down, these Jaguars players know, these defensive players know, if they come out and shut down Seattle, if they outplay the Seattle defense, it's a huge respect, huge statement. Whatever they're not getting, I feel like they'll get. So a mammoth game at the bank. I'm excited about it. And the storylines couldn't be more clear in terms of this team having a chance to prove itself.
We'll be back here on Monday hoping to recap a victory Monday. Until then, thanks for joining us.